Yes, okay, we are on.
Call the Gage County Board of Equalization to order for Wednesday, April 22nd at 8:30 on the clock.
Oh, wait. What's that called?
Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation, Jergens Hill team and Byers, and Dorn and Bauman by phone. We don't have Patty here.
Okay.
Oh, Patty's on her way.
Okay.
Up first, approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Hill. Vote.
Yes.
Dorn,
yes.
Yes. And Bauman, yes.
Yes.
And
Lytle's
gone, but Jergens Hill team and Byers, yes. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting.
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Hill. Vote.
Dorn, yes. Bauman, yes.
And the other four here are yes. Motion carries. Six in favor. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items for equalization. Seeing none, we have nothing from Patty. Mr. Jergens?
I'm cool.
Mr. Hill's supposed to give you a lot of information.
Really?
If there's nothing else for equalization.
You have nothing, Patty?
Why don't you make him a copy and give it to
him? Give us a report on all your wonderful staff and how bad everything is in Wymore?
I don't have a show costume. That's good. Which means that everything turned out okay as far as my values go. Well, I don't know if they're okay, according to mine, but I have to.
They haven't jumped up and down.
That's
yeah.
For another day for what? Mr. Jergens.
Okay, I was going to say, do you have any trends you want to give us or any trends
right
you noticed?
No, I'm going to look at my RNO. It just came out, so I'll read that over. But there was some changes to a bill that Erdman had introduced and had to do with some of the soil classifications in the dry land and the CRP ground.
I saw
I'm at 69%, the lowest I can be, but I need to study a little bit before I give you a lot of information.
I saw some dry land in Kansas just sold for $1,800.
It's not quite that cheap here. I had planned on using everything that I had last year with no increases, but some of the soil classes that changed. And I'll give you a copy on it. So we're prepared. I would assume you want Lloyd, and I've talked so I'm blue in the face, and I think he'll come back now because I don't think he's going to try one anymore.
And that bill by Urban Path, you're saying? From what you briefed me on before, it seems
it changes
fairly like, unfair to me.
Well, it's more matching the USDA's conversion compared to what the state had, and so I had Lloyd down yesterday looking at it, and I'll just show it to you, Tara.
Right,
that's the best way to do it.
Well, all I know is there's a big variance in ground. There's some ground that I even farm that you can't grow nothing on with thistles, you know, and I don't know why that would be classified the same as a good 8-foot top black soil.
Well, and that's where some of the confusion comes in, because most of the soils that are bad soils are 4Ds, or 4 class 4 soils. And some of these 4s that were in grass went up to 1s. And it's, I don't know, John, if you had time to look at it, I'm not sure.
Well, I've looked at it, but I wasn't going to make a call on it.
You want to watch how stuff that Erdman introduces. He introduces some crazy things.
I've talked to Myron, though, so they voted it in.
Okay, that's what I mean.
And, and Lloyd did look at those values yesterday, and what's still hard for people to understand, we're at September 30th of 19, 3 years back. And that's what's hard going forward, because when you look at sales from January to April now, things are starting to really, but I'm still way behind the time frame, so I don't know. I showed some of my frustration with it earlier on, but it was kind of amazing that I went to some of the other counties and didn't say much, but a lot of them may have not had those type of soils that we have either. It has to do with stuff out in Scott's Bluff and where some of the areas he's from. And it might affect me a lot different than it affects. But
inadvertently. Well, out there, I mean, a completely different ball game out there. That.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know him that well, but I showed John some of it, and there are some things that are going to go down on the dry. So I'll be the first to admit I'm not the soil expert, and sometimes that gets real complicated because when things sell, you have dry, you have pasture, you have CRP on it, and it's like CRP ground is actually a dry land. It went in as dry. So we have to call it grass, but it's valued somewhere in between grass and dry. It's a little bit, it's quite a bit higher than what grass is, the CRP ground. And I don't know if a lot of the CRP people are letting you put it back into CRP.
No. So then it's hardly any CRP being accepted.
So then it might be broken up. I don't know.
Well,
are they patched?
The thing to remember, the pasture that's left in Gage County is pasture for a reason.
Have you heard any, talking to Myron, have you heard any other property tax bills that, I mean, obviously probably not this year, but anything that proposed or that he thinks will go?
You mean as far as property tax reduction?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I mean, they were working hard on it, but it seems all, everything does stand still now.
And that's what frustrates me is, you know, we need some tax relief, and you know, but I guess it's hard to get done.
Would it be 100% fair to say, though, that you're the one that sets all the values?
No. It isn't. I set all the values, and then I have the state look at it. Okay, so we set the values. I have the state look at it. It's my responsibility with the County Board of Equalization approving what I do. And if I'm in the range, I can't go any place lower than 69. So I've done, because I can go all the way to 75. But what you want to be sure is you want to make sure that your commercial and your residential people are also, I mean, we got to look at every aspect of this. And when you're talking mass appraisal, and they change rules on you, kind of, and, you know, that's what bothers me a little bit. Because when you've had something in place for a long time, even though it might not be right, and I don't mean not right, but these are people that are just kind of going along, and I guess the Swells book from the 50s, Craiglow would say, you remember Keith Craiglow, he would say that book's right compared to what some things are nowadays. So,
well, Patty, I'm teasing some, but there's always the talk that we're trying to raise valuations to pay off said judgment or anything like that.
No.
That's not the case at all. The board always is encouraging you to keep assessment low. I don't think we've ever had anyone encouraged to keep assessment high at all. So,
well, and I don't know that I'm trying to be consistent and not be, you know, if you keep it too low, then you can really be off a point or two, and that's only a median level of value. That's not a direct, you know.
We want to keep it as close to value as we possibly can. That's the important thing. Let's keep it as close to actual value as
law. All the time, Roger.
Yep.
The law is set by Lincoln.
Yeah, that's true.
She complies with the law, or Lincoln goes over her head. Does what it's supposed to be.
So what would have happened if I would have not been in compliance? They would have raised me to the middle of the road, and then they would have said, this is what you have to do. And so that's my job as the assessor to say, yes, I need to get my stuff in compliance. But, you know, there's some different ideas out there as to, with mass appraisal, how do you completely do that?
Well, evidently we're in good shape. We passed again. Is there
there's only six counties that are being show cause, so, and...
Anything else for equalization?
No.
Seeing none, we'll adjourn at 8:40 on the clock.